Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Salam to Tainai Stalin. Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Yadin. Roth Iadonis Safar here. Hello, Jay. The Line of Judah Society is matching here the Wednesday podcast. Yes, Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom, Wisdom the principal thing. Check this out. There's an audible I'd like to share right here. Here we're in the fifth book of Moshe, Devarim, concerning Ethiopia. Was Ethiopia the nation that the Christ spoke of in the Gospels? I'd like to explore that. I have an audible to share right here on that subject matter, so stay tuned. Habarim, here, here, here.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
And today's daily psalm, Psalm 44 psalm. Stay tuned, stay tuned.
Salamta Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Wisdom Wednesday, you like to play, you know, words of wisdom. Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, God bless his soul, may he rest in grace, rise in glory. Also, the next tune, the wisdom tune, but here, you know, so we can have the balance, have to ask the question. Dennis, Prince of Reggae, helping I ask the question concerning wisdom. Why fools?
Boy. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because wisdom is justified, made righteous by all of her children. We must be born again. Our Father, our Mother, wisdom, the Mother, wisdom is justified. So here, listen to Mama, listen to wisdom. Natural mystic. Don't make a mistake about the mystic, the natural mystic. Listen carefully.
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purpose. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. My son,
Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Words of Mama, Mama Wisdom. You know, Mama said, if you don't feel, you don't hear. If you don't hear, how you gonna feel it? Well, we find that in the divine order, when we can clear our sight, the scales of white supremacy, white racism, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant counterfeit Christianity, we recognize, oh, chant. There's the mama right here. People say, well, it's our father, he. But they forget about she right there in the scripture. I guess that was one of those deleted portions, you know, of the Bible, probably the slave Bible. People got the full Bible, but, you know, you take us out of that situation, but now take that situation out of us so we can see clearly. Here on the end and the eye of today's daily psalm is 44, the evening psalm here for the fourth day, the middle day of the Shabuah. And we say the evening psalm is both the evening psalm in the true church and the professing church, the church of he who has the key of great King David, the Church of Philadelphia, Brotherly Love, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, and integrally African Church. These evening psalms are the same as practice among, you know, the Torah observant Yehudim, even to this very day. And from the Torah observant Yehudim, the Jews, even we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, we know that these psalms are said to have been the same psalms, speaking about the evening psalms, the standing psalms, the daily psalms change with the evening psalms for the first day, which is called Sunday by the Gentiles, Psalm 24, right? We have the second day called Monday by the Gentiles, or Psalm 48, right? And then for the third day called Tuesday by the Gentiles and nations, we know the third day psalm is Psalm 82. And so hear. Yes, sir.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
Original justice, man. Champion song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Wisma, wisdom, mother wisdom. Love that verse here. People miss that verse. So Yeshua said that wisdom is justified by all of her children. And then Proverbs of Solomon, he said the wisest man of his time. He's so wise, he overstood that in the beginning was he. Elohim Ha'ab, the father, was she, was wisdom. And there's a big testimony there, even part of that testimony in Proverbs chapter 8 is found in the Orthodox prayer. Check it out. The prayer of the fraction, known as the prayer of the fraction. It begins off like, where's the country of wisdom? Yeah. So look more on that right here. Here on the end and the Irish. Today's psalm for the fourth day, the midway day, is Psalm 94. Give ear, rise.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud.
Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yeah, a little moment of silence so we can cut them off. So here, systems. Where's our system? Babylon is a system. So is the kingdom of the King of Kings, a system as well. Systems. I'd like to share this tune right here, but you know Babylon technology, sometimes technology. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, black man and woman have to get into technology more. Of course we are. We built all these things. They try to hide them from us. But it seems like lately they've been keeping us out of the loop because this wonderful technology doesn't always do what it's supposed to do. But here. System. I'd like to share this tune here by Julian Marley. Don't you know Rastafari is the law?
Matrix, answer Atno. The Matrix is a system, Neo. Yasser Atat Alatachino. That system is our enemy. Wustenya wust asiton. Zuria went to Melakatale. Minatayale. But when you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Negareoch, Memharan, Tevokoch, Anatiwoch, businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, Lem Madan, Yemin Mokro, Yesooch, Imroch, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. Inya is Kamina Darig Deresgin. In Eziso Chahunem Yezia Sir Ata Akarnacho. Inam in Esu Telatochacho Yadarwachua. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system. And that makes them our enemy. Maradata Leb Abzanyochua Nizisa Wocha Lemen Kel Zigju Aidellum. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inured. So hopelessly dependent on that system. That they will fight to protect it. Morphos, Matrix. Morpheus, the Matrix.
Torah is the law. Don't you know? Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
System, but compared to the Babylon system, this is a system that we try down, chant down.
We refuse to be what you wanted us to be. We are what we are. Talking about my freedom.
Judgment. Words of Ketamahui Haile Selassie. This comes right here from his speech to the nations. Very interesting word in the scripture. And we see the prophecy and we see the manifest, the manifestation, that man who was the sign and the seal, saying, outside the kingdom of the Lord, there is no nation which is greater than any other nation. And so the League of Nations, they said that God in history will remember your judgment. Now, this is a very interesting word here. Let's just break down and build on a little bit of prophecy right here. When we say prophecy, it's not like some pie in the sky after you die, but it's, no, it's the kingdom here. Thy will be done, right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. So I and I, the called, chosen, the faithful, we trod down Babylon, we trod the wine press, we bring on the judgment, but we build up the kingdom. Let's go to the scripts right here. Go to the scripts quickly right here to connect what Matthew said in 1936. His Imperial Majesty, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David, Ketamahui Haile Selassie, that appeal, you know, where he pleaded. People say, oh, why did he plead? But notice, this is another word of prophecy. Plead, within the scriptural sense, the true sense, he pleaded like an advocate will plead the just cause, the just case, right, of his client, so to speak. You know, the just cause, just case of whom he representing. Who does the King of Kings represent? Here we have Zephaniah chapter, just to connect the iritical spiritual diet here. And Zephaniah chapter 3, right? Now we can zoom in, as ones will zoom in, verse 10, 3 and 10, where it says, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, the beginning of the Bible concerning the rivers in Ethiopia. And here in the prophet Zephaniah, Safan Yahu, it can be the mystery that which is hidden, right, of Yah, the Safan Yahu, the mystery of Jah, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. Very important word. The word before that even links right here. For then will I turn to the people a pure language. Language has been purified. A pure language that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh the Sustainer, Yahweh, Yahweh, to serve him with one consent. But then that's verse 9. But let's go to verse 8. Verse 8 begins this section here in Zephaniah chapter 3, that says the judgment of the nations. His Majesty spoke before who? the League of Nations to do what? To plead just the just cause, right? Of who? Of Ethiopia and all the small nations, like the small people. We say the so-called proverbial little man, right? Here it says, therefore, wait, y'all. This is verse 8, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8. It says, therefore, wait, y'all, up on I, saith Yahweh, saith Exiab, and sustainer, until the day that I rise up to the prey, like the lion of Judah. You know, a lion rises up to the prey. So even the language in the scripture, we call this in the Hebrew, like the Hebrew, the verbal hieroglyphs. Right? Until the day that Jehovah, the Lord, is saying that he will rise up to the prey. Now, most people don't rise up to the prey, but who rise up to the prey? Like a lion, the lion of Judah. For my determination is to gather the nations, the League of Nations. Has there ever been a gathering like the League of Nations even today? They love to run, reform. All right, the United Nations Now. Check out Reform, the United Nations Now. All right, so we can see even the word of His Majesty first in 1936 and then in 1963. It's like a mirror image. Therefore, wait y'all upon me, saith Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, saith Yahweh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, Ketamah, Hallelujah, say, until the day that I rise up to the prey for my determination. So Chad's taking this personal. Matt, take this personal. For my determination is to do what? To gather the nations. So we look at the League of Nations back in the 30s, right? And that great transgression, that trespass against the King of Kings, that trespass against that hidden empire, that trespass against that nation that Moshiach, Yeshua, that the Messiah, that Christ spoke of. So we have the audible coming forward. Was Ethiopia like the nation that Christ spoke of? Now people might be wondering, you know, Bible people like, wait, he didn't speak about Ethiopia, did he, or did he not? Because a lot of people say, well, this was Israel. Well, yeah, Israel, true, but are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? This is where the proverbial rubber meets the road. He says, for my determination to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdom. The kingdoms represent the governments, right? The nations, right? Like the League of Nations. And then assemble there were the various different governments, right? To do what? To pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth, all the land, all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my, it says jealousy here, where we went to that in the Hebrew, the word kana, it sounds like the kana, we have the reed, you know. Well, kana as a, in the Hebrew is interesting, kana as a noun can refer to the reed, can also refer to kana balsam, the cannabis, but then kana, right, as a verb can refer to zeal, right? Or in a, you say a good sense, maybe zeal. Some might say in a bad sense, jealousy, zealousy. So we read this like this. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my zealousy. But for his people, are ye not as the children of Ethiopians and the children of Israel? John has a right to express his jealousy if he please, but we say that zeal. As the Moshiach in the first advent said, the zeal of thy house, and my father's house, right, has eaten me up. So here, this is an important verse in prophecy in Zephaniah, Zephaniah chapter 3, right, verse, we begin here with verse 8, because this is the judgment of the nations. So with that man who's a sign and a seal, that revelation, we get to see the United Nations. But before that, we get to see the League of Nations. The first time ever there was a gathering, right? There was always nations, but when did nations even gather like that? Think about that. If you know anything about history, you know, I'm not talking about Asian nations might have gathered with Asian nations and African nations or certain nations on the continent and in other places. You know, different tribal nations may have gathered together in their particular groups. But when we get, like, all the nations or a good majority of nations. Now, of course, the League of Nations was somewhat more limited right? But this is where it's actually stepped forward to reveal prophecy. As we scroll a couple more verses, notice Ethiopia is there in the scripts. Right now, of course, some of my Hebrew Israelite and Israelite brothers, you know, they have a zeal, but it's not always according to knowledge, especially concerning His Majesty in Ethiopia. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12, they love this verse here. We love it too, but we love it in the proper context. Ye Ethiopian, y'all Ethiopians also, y'all shall be slain by my sword.
Mm.
Well, what is the sword of God? Isn't it the word of God, that word of truth? So here, once again, His Imperial Majesty says to I, and he said to them, outside the kingdom of the Lord, there is no nation which is greater than any other. God and history will remember your judgment. But lest one thing is spookified like it's up in the sky somewhere, and if you're all Christian or say the Our Father prayer, right, thy kingdom come, right? That's a part of it. Thy will be done, right? Where? On earth. Are you waiting for God to do it? And you say you believe in Him. Don't we have our work to do? Right? Don't we co-labor, right, with our God, with our Father, with our power? So here, brothers and sisters, let's just move forward right here. You know, that was just to bring that look rhema word right here as we kind of cue up this audible concerning, did Christ in the first advent, did he prophesy concerning Ethiopia? We say yay. But come, give ear, hear the audio, take notes, and then, you know, what do you say? What sayest thou?
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings' kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that His kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and?
Yes, the kingdom, the government, the divine government. Yes, those of His namesake, we of His namesake have a very important responsibility, both in this world and to bring in His true world to come. So here on the In and the I would like to share this particular tune. Heard some news, you know, concerning some Vinai, Rastafari brother in Capleton, you know, went through a situation, a car accident. It was concerns about him and his family's well-being. He's returning from a charity event. So just here to the theme right here, also to heal up. And, you know, in Abba Father, the Rastafari Kinamana Haile Selassie, you know, hopefully health and recovery, life, strength and health in Kinamana Haile Selassie name. Good to hear that the mind and the family, nobody was hurt. You know, the mine and his family was in the ride as well, returning from a charity event. Here we have Luciano in Capleton with Jaja Kingdom, Jaja Government. Yes, sir.
Jaja Kingdom, come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard. The kingdom come down upon earth, King Selassie, I am his shepherd. The kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard. The kingdom come down upon earth, revolutionary soldier is there.
Babylon of the God, say mute them off, they accept the truth, come on, a revolutionary soldier, long time we shoot them off, say mute them off, they accept, well, them just stop me from freedom, make sure Babylon, you gun them soon, have no use, no more get a youth, then you can come shoot, they shoot them sick, and then find the truth, again, the truth will like the sea, the people like the fruit, I am the plant, I am the lamb, this Luciana, kingdom with the division mode.
Selassie, I am shepherd. Your kingdom come down upon earth. That's the paradise of the earth. Your kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am shepherd.
Well, Babylon, to discern when you're better inclined. Don't knock me, seven minds, I've lost that line. Believe all Babylon now anytime. The youth them seek, them search and find. And them know I am at 11 and you 39. Too much get no youth, get from borderline. And no more youth, no feet, get no carbine. One fight, wrong a fight, and I'm pretty fast with mine. Brainwash education, I've been down long time. Lucy and I sing, I show Babylon sign. Babylon, I feel go. Them off the accent, the truth. Man a revolutionary cause a long time. We shoot them off the, they mute them off the accent. Well, them can't stop me from lead out me choke.
Jack kingdom come down upon earth. Better paradise of the earth. Jack kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd. Jack kingdom come down upon earth. Better paradise of the earth.
Babylon and go overstand. When them see the mountains sail from the ocean, them a wonder if a dream or a vision. I wonder if it's real or illusion. Tell the world that them they better overstand. Africa, me know the peace of land you come from. Tell me that we moving through the pollution. Aye, Lucy and I then watch and they sang Babylon and we go. Then you them and they accept the truth. Man, the revolution every soul the land time we do.
Beta Seb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Hey, 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 to the audible right here. Was Ethiopia, right? Ethiopia, we say Ethiopia was a nation, but just ask it to ones who might not, you know, see it like that yet. Give ear, right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
To save Africa.
In Ethiopia, at its capital, Addis Ababa, Emperor Haile Selassie, who sent four members of his air force to join Harambe Africa, speaks of the responsibilities of youth.
ጀማሪ በኋላም ተቀባይ ግብረገብነት አርቆ አስተዋይነት መስዋዕትነት ላይ የተመሰረተ ነው።
The future prospect of a country depends upon its young people. The integrity and the well-being of the whole of Africa can be preserved only when its youth, with unceasing effort, has developed an acute sense of discrimination, thus adopting what is only essential and constructive, and discarding that which does not contribute to the goal and aspiration of the peoples of Africa. The youth of Africa must show to the world that they are determined to use the best of their knowledge to bring about continuous progress and the common goal of unity and greatness as a tangible objective of the African peoples.
Yes, 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 yes.
To save Africa.
Yeah,
in Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia. So here, let's ride up with the clip, the audible right here, 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 once again.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Yes, yes, yes. The King Messiah. The Black Messiah.
The Black Messiah.
Christ and his kingly character. Yes, yes, yes. The King Messiah. The Black Messiah. Christ and his kingly character. All descriptions of he who be who he be. His advice to us, to I and I, especially to the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, and the Israelites at home and abroad, the Israelites of Ethiopia, and to all people, especially to the youth. See, the question was this right here, and we have this in the Gohem. If you don't have a copy of the Gospel of H.I.M. Haile Selassie, first book one, look in the description. We'll put a link in the description of this vlog, this vid, for a copy, to get a copy of it, because this is important, very important, as we're speaking about the Ten Commandments here. We're in the fifth book of Moshe in the Royal Amharic, in the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Yesai, the Root of David, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. In this fifth book here, known as the Orit Zeh Dagon, in the Royal Amharic, the Orit. Orit is the Ethiopic way of referring to the Israelites of Ethiopia. Let's emphasize that right there. Not just speaking just about just the Ethiopians, but the Israelites and the covenant-keeping Ethiopians. We know there is a judgment for all, whether they are called Yisrael or whether they are not. But especially to that nation, he says that the kingdom will be taken from you, speaking to the B'nai Yisrael, to the Israelites, or this is in Matthew's Gospel, and given to a nation bearing the fruits thereof. I know to some Israelites that they don't like the sound of that, but it's just a truth. The truth is maybe offensive, but it is not a sin. It's not uckery. It's just the reality. So yes, the kingdom was taken from the B'nai Yisrael. Need we go here? I think we need to go here first and foremost, because this is important in this particular quote right here that we would like to zoom in and to emphasize and to elaborate as we build on what are the Ten Commandments, what's called the Ten Commandments, and why are the Ten Commandments a pseudonym, a pseudo, a false, or false, you know, name, nomos, neem, according to the etymology of that word, pseudonym, pseudonymously called, falsely so-called. Actually, the other ten words in the previous vlog and vid here in the little series, a little series on this important subject matter, to just get to the roots. This is the real roots of Rastafari, speaking about the call, the chosen, and the faithful according to the teaching of his imperial majesty. Give us the teaching of his majesty. We don't want no devil's philosophy. Don't be telling us about 42 negative confessions like we're foolish, like we're fools or something, thinking that, well, commandments came from a confession. We know the difference between commandments and confessions. Now, if you say, well, they sound similar.
Well, if I see on a wall painting somebody wearing sandals and the ancient Mitzrayim, B'nai Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemetiyu, the Kemetics were the first to engrave, you know, we have an old engravement of sandals there. Are we to assume that no one else in the world had sandals? You know, what a scandal. But first thing and foremostly, here, when we're speaking about nation, when we're speaking about the Israelites, it's about the Israelites of Ethiopia, the Israelites of Ethiopia. And the Kavod HaNeges as a witness, a very reliable witness, and there are other witnesses. There's 3,000 plus years of history, historical documentation. Others, other nations also have testified to those Israelites of Ethiopia. And it was those Israelites of Ethiopia that maintained the Solomonic dynasty, the Davidic throne in Ethiopia, as well as the Ark of the Covenant. 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we also have testimony of this as well in the Bible. It's very, very clear, though some ain't right Israelites want to deny that, but it's nothing new because there's a difference between the 10 northern tribes who did not recognize and rebelled against the house of David and against the throne of David. This is why the last of the Jedi, so to speak, the Judahites, was the black Jews or the Yehudi, the Jews of the southern kingdom. Right, and then the connection with Ethiopia and what we know as the geographical location called Ethiopia is within the promised lands, according to Bereshit. That's the first book of the Bible called Genesis chapter 15. In Genesis chapter 15, it speaks, I think it's verse 18, from the river Euphrates to the river of Egypt. And if you study the maps, you'll see that the river of Egypt, called the river of Egypt in the upper part, but then the lower part in inner Ethiopia, inner Africa, inner Tobia, the Ethiopia, right, inner Africa is connected with the Gion River. And what's interesting is that even right now with the GERD, the Grand Ethiopian, the Renaissance Dam, there is wars and rumors of war because of this Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam that Ethiopia and the other African nations, other black, we say black African nations, have finally decided to build and have built and are filling right now. There is potential war and rumor of war with Egypt, with this latter-day Egypt. Right, and this is also interesting because we have in the Word, in the Scripture, there's prophecy concerning Egypt and Pharaoh, even these latter-day pharaohs, so to speak, who would oppose and fight against Jah's people, his covenant-keeping people. But in order for Jah, Jehovah, Hashem, the Most High, to be on our side, we need to be on his side, right? And this means within the covenant and covenant keeping. His Imperial Majesty was asked this right here by Dr. Hoffman, and this is a quote here from the Gohim. We call it the Gohim or the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty as an acronym, Gohim. You know, the G-H-I-M, the G-Him, Gohim, right? The Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, Book 1. And to get a copy of it, look in the description. Description, we'll have it in the description. Here on page 153, we have a transcription, of the Lutheran Hour, the 1968, quote, Christmas Day, end quote, interview of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, as interviewed by Dr. Oswald Hoffman. This interview was said to have taken place on December 25th, 1968. And here, on page 153, Dr. Hoffman, he asked, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days? Now, some people try to argue on Christian, and, you know, we know that the followers of the Messiah, Yeshua HaNotri, were called Nazarenes. And later in Antioquia, in Antioch, which is actually connected with Constantinople and the place they call Turkey, the ancient land of the Hittites, right, or Asia, right, some say Asia Minor, so to speak, we know that it's from there that they were called Christianoi, right, but we're speaking chiefly about the faithful Nazarene. So as a mature, key word here is mature, have you a special word, every time I hear the word, have you a special dabar, a special kal, a special dabar, a special word for young people of these days? Garmawi, His Imperial Majesty, Garmawi, Haile Selassie I, he says this, on this occasion, I address all those within our empire. Our Christianity, our way of being Christiano of Nazarene, is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Again, my advice to all, because he was asked about a special word for young people, His Imperial Majesty answered, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. The Black Messiah, the King Messiah, Christ in his kingly character upon the throne of Great King David, his reply, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Now note that this is based on the translator translating. He spoke within the royal Amharic, the son of Nagus, the son of Nagus and Nagesh. But he goes on to say, according to this translation, you are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, which we know is the Ten Words, the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor, low note here, the word emperor in the Amharic, in the royal Amharic, in that pure language we turn to speak from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, is Nagus Nagesh, Melech HaMelechim, right, the King of Kings, King of Kings, I am the King of Kings. So if the nation for which I am the King of Kings follows and accepts this sense, it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe, I would admit as truth, our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian, Christian. Now, because of the whitewash and because of counterfeit Christianity, Christian and Christ and Christian gets a bad name. And one thing we have to recognize as Israelites and as Israelites of Ethiopia, this is what we of the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews represent, the Israelites of Ethiopia over the past 3,000 plus years. And the history, the witness, the testimony, the faith, and the covenant keeping. Now this is very interesting because in 1968 his response was, my advice to all is to fulfill the Esaret HaDebarim, the Asertuna Kalat, the Ten Words, the Ten Commandments. Now what about this nation? What about this nation? So as we did with the Ten Words, here we're going to use this interlineal software. It's known as My Sword, ye Ethiopians also. So we're going to look up right here, nation and fruits. Nation and fruits. There's three references right here. Mm-hmm. There's three references right here. Right. There's three references right here. Right. Let's just go to the three references that we have for nation and fruits. And the reason being is because of His Imperial Majesty's answer to Dr. Hoffman when he says, on this occasion I address all those within our empire. Note the word empire. Right? Empire means there's a lot of nations. There's many nations, right? Even many kings and kingdoms underneath or within that empire. He says, all those within our empire. Our Christianity, Christina, our way of the Nazarene is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. Stay tuned for more of the elaboration on the Ten Commandments and the Ten Words. But here's the key that we zoom in on, the final portion of his statement to his answer to Oswald Hoffman as a mature Christian, a mature Nazarene, have you a special word for young people of these days? He says that Gormawi Nagus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, says the King Messiah, the Black Messiah, Christ in his kingly character, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Gormawi Hatzalasi says, if the nation for which I am the emperor, Nagus Neges, Melech HaMelechim, the King of Kings, follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian. Now that's a key, that's a very key point. Because we see that Ethiopia today, the latter day, since the godless and creeping coup, since the great transgression against the King of Kings circa 1974-75, the apostasy, the falling away, we see that Ethiopia today basically is historically Christian, but not as actively Christian as it was in the 3,000 plus years preceding. Concerning the nation, because he says right here, if the nation for which I am the emperor, the Nagusa Neges, the Nagus of the Neges, the King of Kings, the Melech HaMelechim, the King of Kings, follows and accepts this. Follows and accepts what? Follows and accepts the Asertun Kalat in the Royal Amharic, Asertun Kalat, 10 words, Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words. This is what the, quote, Ten Commandments are called. But we find that both in the Masoretic and the Better Hebrew manuscripts, we have the 10 words, Esaret HaDebarim. We have in the Royal Amharic, in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, who has prevailed to open the book. We have in his book, it matches, Asertun Kalat, 10 words, 10 words. So what about the nation? If the nation. So how do we get this connection with Ethiopia, what is called Ethiopia, also referred to sometimes as Abyssinia, Abyssa, sometimes referred to as Habasha, Al-Habasha, Al-Habasha, as the Arab, Arabia, you know, the Arabs would refer to, or those who claim to be latter-day Arabs would refer to. Or we also have Cush in a biblical, a Hebrew Bible sense. First quote is Amos 6:1. Woe, woe, yo, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Uh-oh, Zion. Now, refer to Ethiopia as being the gates of Zion, some silly, ignorant, or intentionally deceptive Israelites, they say, oh, Ethiopia is not Zion, it's not the gates of Zion, because they just don't know. They're looking at a land, you know, what is called a land, a place on land, but they're not recognizing the fuller point of reference of Zion. Zion, what was Zion? What and where was Zion? Zion, or Sion, was the castle that Dawid took back from the Yebusawi, the Jebusites. And that became the seat of the Davidic, we can say the Davidic kingdom, the house of David. So wherever the people and the Ark of the Covenant is, that is David's seat of government. That is the divine seat of government. See, this is what they either don't know or they are willingly ignorant of, as the New Testament speaks about those Israelites that have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. We of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Ethiopians, right, the Ethiopians who have accepted that Israelite covenant within the highlands of Ethiopia in the fulfillment of that word we have in Psalm 87, verse 4. With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to God. We have that as well in Psalm 68:31. And see, these are verses and prophecies in the scripture that have their fulfillment and are also still within the fulfilling. But it says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. See, so you have to define, what and where is Zion, what and where is Zion. Zion is the seat of the Davidic government, the Davidic kingdom, the throne of David, along with the connection as almost like the wedding ring, so to speak, would be like the Ark of the Covenant. And we already have affirmative evidence, you know, for thousands of years, right, that proves it. I mean, even there's a quote that one of the Haberim brother who wrote Rastafari over Illuminati and Ethiopia, the new Israel, brother Ras John Farai. That particular book there, he has sent a post on, I think it's the IG. We'll probably try to do a video on that as well, where some of the latter-day European Jews, the latter-day Jews, Oshkosh, Ashkenazi Jews, where they were appealing to His Majesty, saying that it's time now to, you know, return like the Ark to Israel during the days of the visible reign. And he said that you are correct in principle, but the time is not yet. So that this is also another proof concerning the Ark's presence in that biblical country called Ethiopia. And the Ark also is referred to as Zion, as Zion. So we're talking about the Ark, Zion, the house of David, the real Beit Dawid, house of David, the Davidic government, the Davidic seat. Because David will never lack a man to sit on his throne until all those things are fulfilled. This is why we say, Kedemawi Hadassalassie, Hadassalassie the first, the last king of kings upon the throne of David. Because we are in a very prophetic, fulfillment time, even right here in 2020, the year after 400 years. But Amos 6:1 says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion and Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the Beit Yisrael, to whom the Beit Israel, the house of Israel came, to whom who? The Beit Israel. This is an interesting prophetic word right here. Even in its Rhema right now application concerning the Israelites of Ethiopia. All right. Let's go on right here. Here's the epicenter verse right here, Matthew 21:43. Now it's red letter. And we know from our studies and, you know, Bible class, and this appears to be quite true, that the red letter areas in the scripture in the Bible are Rovenu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Ha'adon, Yeshua, HaMashiach speaking, the Bain Elohim Chayim, the son of the living power speaking. Here, Matthew 21:43, red letter. Therefore, say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, shall be taken from you and given to a nation. A what? A nation. A who? A nation. It will be given to a denomination of Christians. No, a nation. It would be given to some religion. A nation. Be given to a nation. Note the word here. It says the kingdom. The kingdom. The throne of David represents the kingdom. So thus, even this link and this connection right here, here, here. The throne of David. The throne of David representing that kingdom. Right? Representing that kingdom. The throne of David and the occupant upon the throne of David. Let's return to the verse here. So we have Matthew, Mateo, right? Yeah, Mateos, Wengel. We have the gospel according to Matthew 21, verse 43. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. So here we read this, but let's get us some comprehension, because many ones, others can read this, and some can say, oh, they got another interpretation. But let's see who has comprehension. See, reading comprehension is very important. Let's look at this verse in its fuller sense. So here we are in Matthew chapter 21. Let's get our hard copy right here. Going to turn the hard copy, take a moment right here. Matthew, right, Matthew chapter 21. So what's going on here? Who is he speaking to? Who is speaking and who is being spoken to? We got a little bit of an idea by reading the verse here, what it's speaking about. This is contained in Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21 is sometimes seen as the king's public offer of himself as king. The king's public offer of himself as king. All right? We say more as the Lord. The Son is the Lord of Lords. The Father is the King of Kings. But let's go on. Here we have the parable of the householder demanding fruit from his vineyard. It begins in verse 33, right here. Let's scroll here to verse 33. So when we get to verse 33, we have the parable, the mashal. In the Hebrew, it's known as the mashal. The mashal, Royal Amharic, misale, mashal. The mashal, the parable of the householder, the one who is the holder, the owner of the house, the householder, demanding fruit from his vineyard. May we read this right here? It says, here another parable. There was a certain householder who planted a vineyard and hedged it about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. Went into a far country. Verse 34. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. Now, here's what's very interesting concerning this, because remember, this parable here is speaking about the kingdom. Verse 35. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Now, in the context here, Ha'adon, Yeshua, Jesus Christ here, Robeno, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, he's speaking of these other religious, Jewish, Judaic, the Pharisees, the scribes, the rest of it. It's like today we talk about like the Orthodox priests, the evangelical bishops, the pastors, you know, the leaders of religion. They're the husbandmen. Because the husbandman is basically one who's like a farmer. And they are working now for the householder. The householder is like the owner of the whole thing, the owner of the vineyard, the owner of the land. And so it says that he basically built this, he did this, the wine press, the tower, and then he lent it out, right? He put others in charge. He went into a far country. Is this similar to the ascension of HaMashiach Yeshua and leaving behind, right, leaving behind his servants, right, to serve the interest? We know that the vineyard, the wine press, these are also mashals, parables, right, of the world and of those in the world and the true seed, we say the true followers, the true believers, you know, the true, we say Israelites, right, as well as the true ones from other nations. The husbandmen are the ones, husbandmen are like the pastor, your pastors and preachers, the denominational leaders. And the husbandman took his servants. In the first application, it was what happened to the servants of Yeshua HaNotri, to Yeshua of Nazareth, to the Nazarenes, later to be called Christianoi. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. This reminds I now of what happened to the called chosen people, Rastafari, right, who are proclaiming the kingdom. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David. And many of them they beat, they killed, and they stoned. But let's go on to verse 36. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did to them likewise. If we notice the history of what is called Christianity, commonly called, in the Western Gentile sense, we see this happening. We see this happening. We see the persecution of true followers, of true Nazarenes, true followers of Christos, of Moshiach, of Christ, both among the Israelites, the Judahites, and we the black Jews, as well as amongst other peoples and other nations. But the epicenter here is speaking of his people, speaking of the Israelites. But last of all, he sent to them his son. Uh-oh. So we see the context here, the Bein Elohim Chaim, the son of the living God, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, is of course giving likeness to what is happening and what was to happen and what has happened to those who were true followers and believers of his son, Yeshua Beinu, saying they will reverence my son. Now reverence is an interesting word. We look in the Royal Amharic, we have tefera. That word for reverence, which is likened to the Hebrew word tiferet. We have tiferet in the Hebrew, tiferet. But here you see that last of all, he sent to them his son, saying that, well, maybe they didn't accept the servants. Now I'm going to send my son to them. Now this is what happened to the prophets, with the Israelites. He sent prophets to them. And even with the Judahites, right, of the southern kingdom, he sent prophets to them. And because the prophets didn't prophesy the things they wanted to hear, like many of I and I, when we proclaim, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Haile Selassie I, this is not what many of the Christians want to hear. This is not what many of the ain't right Israelites want to hear. Right? And we see many of their hostile reactions to that proclamation. Verse 38 says, but when the husbandmen saw the son, the husbandmen are the ones who are supposed to be over the vineyard. You know, like in the sense of the Moshiach's first application of this, this is to the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sanhedrin, the so-called Yehudi and Jewish leaders. And we're talking about black and brown people, just to note that for the record. And when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. Now, how do we know that this is speaking of the once lost, now found, the black and brown sheep, or even 2,000 years ago? It's because of the psychological profile. Notice what we as black folks say, why black people always kill, we kill our own, those who want to do something good for us. We don't see this among other people. Yeah, occasionally they do this, but we do this by, it's like force of habit. Until ye are born again, it's like just embedded in that unregenerate nature. So we can see that these are black and brown people because the other so-called Jews, the latter-day Jews, the Ashkenazi and the European Jews, they don't do this to themselves. Note that. Check. They don't do this to themselves. The converted Jews of latter-day times, they don't do this. So who does this? We, the black people, the Israelites, the Jews, the Judahites, ethnic Yisrael does this and still be doing. We does what we do's what we does. And when the husbandmen saw, that's the religious leaders, the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. But we find that they did this, the Roman Catholics and Mussolini attempted to do this to the greater David, the greater son, with the fascist invasion of Ethiopia. The prophecy being fulfilled. But here we find that the direct reference to this is what happened to the Moshiach Yeshua. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. Is this not what the Yehudi, the Jews, the ethnic Judahites, the black people called Jews did? And isn't this what they does too? Verse 40. When the Lord, therefore, of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen? When the Lord, therefore, the one who's the Lord of the vineyard, the husbandmen work for the Lord. The pastors and preachers, right? They work for who? The Lord, right? They said, the Lord said. But do they do what the Lord says? All right. But what will he do to these who have done to his what they did? They said, the disciples, the Talmudim, that's the Hebrew phrase, Talmudim. That's the word for disciples, Talmudim, the Hebrew word, Talmudim. All right, give us a teaching, give us a Talmud of Yeshua, the teaching of Yeshua, Roveinu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis. They say to him, notice what it says, they say to him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men. And this is what happened in 70 A.D., dry your eye. Recognize reality. This is what happened to our people in 70 A.D. with Titus and Vespasian destroying the temple, killing many of the Judahites, the Jews, sending many into captivity, some fleeing southward into Ethiopia with other Israelites, where the Israelites ruled upon the Davidic throne in the covenant, having the Ark of the Covenant. But to those wicked men, what will he do? He will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen. So you hear some of the Israelites lament, oh, the white people and the Christianity and Christianity, the Christian. All they're doing is giving you a deflection like their forefathers did before. So the reason why we had Christianity or Christ Notice we have black pictures, icons, hundreds, even some thousands of years ago, of Yeshua, of Jesus Christ, of his mother, of the apostles, of the prophets. Even in countries where we know that the majority of the people there were not so-called, quote, African or black people, but were even European and white people. So these are the other husbandmen, right? As well as within black, we could say Africa and Ethiopia, to other husbandmen who shall render him the fruits in their season, in their appointed times. Going to verse 42. And Yeshua said to them, Did y'all never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So here Christ is referring to the Messiah, HaMoshiach, Yeshua. Rabbeinu is referring to what? What scripture are you referring to? Psalm. Isn't that Psalm 118? That's Psalm 118? I think it's Psalm 118. Isn't it for Psalm 118? In the scriptures. So the psalm is scriptures. So here to prove his point, Rabbeinu Yeshua points to the scripture that we know as the psalm. Let's just bring this up right here. We're going to go to our hard copy right here. Psalm 118. Let's go to Psalm 118. And he quotes the stone. He says, did y'all never read in the scriptures? Did y'all never? Did y'all read in the scriptures? Verse 22, Psalm 118, verse 22, the stone the builders refuse is become the head, the Rosh is the Hebrew word. We have in them hark as Ras, the Rosh, the head of the corner. This is Yahweh's, Jehovah's doing. It marvelous in our eyes. That's verse 22 and verse 23 of Psalm. So is the Psalm scripture? We give you 2 points of reference for the Israelites in Ethiopia and for the black Messiah, and you refuse it. We give you Psalm 87, verse 4, and Psalm 68, 31. Did y'all never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head, the Rosh of the corner? This is Yahweh, this is Jehovah, Adonai's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And now, this here brings us now to verse 43. This brings us here to verse 43 that reads, therefore, whenever you see therefore, recognize what the therefore is therefore. Because of what he just said. He said, because of that, quoting Psalm 118, verse 22 and 23, he says, therefore say I to you. So who is he speaking to? Who is Yeshua speaking to? In St. Matthew, Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage or Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then sent Yeshua two Talmudim, Shanaim Talmudim, two disciples. Right? So here he is speaking, right? Well, that's the first part of the chapter. And Yeshua, verse 12, he went to the temple of God, right? And he cast out those that were in there, right? And then he left them, and he went to the city of Bethani, right? And then in verse 23, and when he was come into the temple. So in verse 23 of this chapter, Matthew 21, 23, he was coming to the Hekal, the temple. The chief priests and the elders of the people came and said to him, as he was teaching, and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? Who gave you this authority? Right? They ask us the same questions, right, concerning the King of Kings. And we show them the history, show them the roots, show them the truth. And still they act like they don't understand it. And Yeshua answered and said, and he's going to ask, he says, I will also ask you one thing. So here, the context here is he is still in the temple. So Yeshua said these words here in Matthew 21, 43, when he was in HaHekal, when he was in the Hekal, the Hebrew, the Hekal of the temple, right, the Beit Mikdash, right, in the house of the holy, right, and he reasoned among themselves. And he gave them two parables. He gave them the parable of the two sons, right, one concerning the sons, the one son, and the other concerning the other son. Remind me of Shlomo, of Solomon. Right, he had one son, his firstborn, right, Ben Hakim, Ebna Hakim, known as Dawid, David II, also called Menelik, and he had the other son, Rehoboam. He had Rehoboam. Remember the two sons? And then he gave them the parable, the mashal of the householder. And that's what we're at right here. That's what we just read right here, the parable of the householder. Right? And it says, therefore say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. So the kingdom will be taken from the Judahites, the last of the Jedis, right, the Judahites, because the Israelites, the 10 tribes, had already gone into Assyria, had already gone into captivity, had already gone, you know, remember, the Judahites also went into captivity for 70 years in Babylon, right, and then a remnant returned with Nehemiah and Ezra had returned to rebuild the temple and to also rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. That's in the books known as Ezra and Nehemiah, right? So now, from that, you say, group of Yehudi, the returned ones, right, do we have leading forward to the A.D., you know, what they call the first century time, and leading forward right here. So now, Yeshua, Ha-Adon, Adonenu, is speaking, our Lord, our Adon, is speaking to who? The chief priests and the elders of the people. Like speaking to the religious authority, the archbishops, the bishops, you know, the generals, the captains of thousands, you know, speaking to the same folks. Right? It's like when we're speaking to many of the different Israelites, right? They're chief people, right? And saying, this word connects right here with Ethiopia and the Israelites of Ethiopia from the 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the time of Solomon the king, straightforward, right, to other periods of time when faithful Jews, Yehudi, black and brown Jews, found their way into that Israelite kingdom. So the Israelites have, and we had, a kingdom in Ethiopia. The Israelites have a kingdom in Ethiopia. Now, see, this probably should be the title of this particular vlog right here, but the Israelites have a kingdom in Ethiopia. So he says, therefore say I to you, the kingdom of God. So remember, the throne of David is called the throne of Jehovah, of Yahweh, of Yahawah, if you please. So the kingdom of God shall be taken. So the kingdom, so we speak about the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We speak about the Davidic and the Solomonic dynasty. We speak about the Ark of the Covenant. We're all speaking about Ethiopia because of the Israelites in Ethiopia. We're not talking about the other tribes and the other people, you know, whether they're Cushite or Hamite or whatever. No, we speak about the Shem. The kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from the Yehudi, from the Jews, even from our people. We can say we the black Jews or the Judahites of that time 2,000 years ago, and done what? And be given, right, and given to a nation. It would not be given to a religion. It would not be given to a denomination. Right? It was not given to the Israelite school of universal practical knowledge. It was not given to the IUIC. It was not given to these or those. It was not given to, you know, this church denomination or to that church denomination. It was not given to none of them. I'm talking about from this present time, we could go all the way back to the time that Adonai spoke these words right here. So it's given to what? Given to who? Given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Let's go to the next verse right here. And whosoever shall fall on this stone. Now see the word about this stone here also now connects with Daniel's prophecy in the Ancient of Days. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. Broken. We have that historically. How many times did Christian heathens, right, did Christian heathens try to attack those Christian Israelites, so those Israelites in that covenant of Christ or the Messiah in the geographical location called Ethiopia? And what happened to them? Right? They were broken, right? Whoso shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. This is the words of Adonai, of our Lord, of Rabbeinu. Right, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Yeshua HaNotzri is our rabbi. It's very clear in the scripture. Rabboni, remember that? And when the chief priests and Pharisees, when the religious authorities of the Jews, the Yehudi, when they had heard his mashalim, his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. Another reason why they sought to kill him. Right, another reason why they sought to kill them. And when we're speaking about they, we're speaking about black and brown people. Right, and it should be very clear, both the fact that the other Jews, the European Jews, right, their history as Jews does not extend as far with evidence as we have for the black Jews, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, the Limba, and other ones. I mean, it's very clear. You know, that should be very clear there. Whatever this Archbishop of Ethiopia had said in that BBC interview with Zanai Badawi, you know, it's his own personal opinion. He believed that the Jews are white people, whatever, or the Israelites, he's wrong. He is clearly wrong. And he's actually contradicting Ethiopia's ancient testimony. Now, I know there's some scurrilous documents that try to say, oh, well, the Israelites were white or the angels were white. It says that they were arrayed in white and that they were ancient people. They were those who were gray-haired as well because they mistranslate a lot of the translations, and we have gone into these translations. But we'll get into that hopefully as we need to. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they did what? They feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. That means that this word that he was speaking, they knew was going to come to pass. Right? It's interesting that those who were in the leadership, who had something to be gained by holding themselves out as, you know, the leaders, they were the chief priests, they're the big leaders of even the Israelite denominations and of the church denominations and all of that. He said he wasn't going to give anything to them. He was going to give it to who? He's going to give it to a nation. And we declare to you, based on this word right here, right, based on this word, and there was another word, too, with the nation. Let's go right here. And that other word was this right here. In the midst of the street, the Revelation 22:2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, the Eitz HaChaim, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Another very important Rhema prophetic word of the Rastafari, the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, are the Rastafari that bear witness in word and in deed to the teaching of His Majesty. And the teaching of His Majesty is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, fulfill the Ten Words. Fulfill the Ten Words. So once again, to the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, where His Imperial Majesty says these words right here. Let's bring this up right here. Boom. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. Shall we elaborate on it now that we are clear on what His Majesty has said, where He says, if the nation, and we're on page 154 of the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, look in the description. In the description, you want to get a copy of this on page 154. He says, if the nation for which I am the emperor, we don't have that terminology in Amharic, right, or even in Hebrew, the terminology that we have is King of Kings, for which I am the King of Kings, whose empire has other kings and kingdoms, but there's one who is the king over all those kingdoms and the king who is over all those kings, and the Davidic ear, the one who sits upon the throne of David, right, and the Solomonic dynasty, that Israelite kingdom established in the territory called Ethiopia, this is what we're speaking of. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's what I also accept and follow. Now some will say, oh, well, he said he follows it. How can you say, you know, he's divine or he's God and such, and don't even try to bring up emanation philosophy because you don't even know what you're talking about if you don't look it up. You need to look it up. His Majesty didn't deny his being the anointed. How can he deny that he is anointed? Every true Israelite king upon the throne of David in that biblical land called Ethiopia was anointed because it's according to what is written. Even that copy, that Mishnah HaTorah, that copy of the Torah, of the directions, instructions, as well as having the priests, the Ark, the descendants of Azariah, right, and Zadok, those priests there from such a time, over 3,000 years. And the historical witness is heavy, heavy evidence. So we have the nation, that nation that bore, that brought forward the fruits thereof. At one time, Ethiopia was that nation. And this is the point. This here, beloved, this is the point that we have been seeking to make, that we have made, and hopefully ones can do their own due diligence, right, to study, to shew themselves approved. So it's all connected with these 10 words, the 10 commandments, these 10 words, the 10 commandments, these 10 words. Now, stay tuned for a further elaboration. As His Majesty says, he says, Gormawi Nagus Neges, you are aware of the contents. We must ask the question, are y'all aware of the contents? Are you truly and duly aware of what are the contents of what is called the Ten Commandments? The Asertun Allah, the Esaret HaDebarim. Are you aware of the contents? May we elaborate? Shall we elaborate on them? Shalom Chavarim, Shalom. This is your Wendem, your Ach Yadon. This is Yadon, this is Raz, Iyadinos, Tefari. Yehuda Moa Anbesa Machaber, LOJ, Lion of Judah Society, LOJS, yes, Rastafari. Get a copy of the Gospel of Him, more very important information. The fuller transcript of the Lutheran interview is also contained therein. We were reading from page 153 to 154, and we're going to get into a further elaboration, right, on what are the contents, right, the contents of these 10 words. And you see the 10 words are they are. What is the contents to elaborate more on it? Because very important, because he says, if the nation for which I am the King of Kings. So if we claim, right, if we claim, if we say yea and amen to the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David, then we must also follow and accept this first and foremostly, not only to speak about historical Christina, the true followers of the Messiah in the country known as, or the territory known as the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, and Yemen and Ethiopia, you know, both sides of the Yam Suf, the Etra Bahir, the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea, right, but also being actively Messiahites. Another way of saying Christian, according to the context, is Messiahite, Meshahawiyah. So stay tuned. More to come. Come forward, Jah willing. Yes, I. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom, shalom to the fellow disciples, fellow Talmudim, near and far, and also to others who are hearing this word. Remember, he says, the black Messiah, the King Messiah, the Davidic King. The King says, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Selah.
Pause. My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Ethiopia. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
We're now on the road and heading to Aksum, where some Ethiopians believe they have not only the Ark, but the tablets of the Ten Commandments too.
Well, this is the village of the Ark, Aksum.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Well, it's a lot more rustic than I was expecting.
It's a small little village, but they claim that they have the Ark of the Covenant from the Bible.
Where would it be?
Well, in that cluster of little churches down there, there's one very important church.
Ethiopians believe the Ark was brought here to Aksum from Tanakirkos Island in the 4th century A.D. by an Ethiopian king named Izana. But Aksum has even more ancient ties to the Ark. It's the legendary birthplace of the Queen of Sheba, the mother of Prince Menelik, who is said to have brought the Ark to Ethiopia.
He doesn't stop us, just keep going.
And now, we're finally closing in on the spot where this elusive treasure is said to rest today.
In that chapel of St. Mary's of Zion, they claim to have the actual Ark of the Covenant.
This is it.
This is the chapel that houses the Ark, they say.
This is what we've come to see. I asked Bob how close we can get to the Ark itself. He says no one gets past the keeper or guardian of the Ark. It's rare to even see him.
The guardian of the Ark lives here, and he never gets beyond these bars. His entire life is spent inside this small little barred-in complex. He's the keeper of the Ark. He claims to be from the line of the Levites, and no one is allowed to see the Ark but him.
In the Bible, too, the Levite priests were the only ones considered holy enough to see the Ark. It's one more piece of an amazing puzzle. Tonight, there's a festival here to celebrate the Ark. A feeling of reverence fills the air as the procession begins. This is a celebration of the very object we've been searching for.
This is the one day that we're here in Akron. It is one of 2 days during the year when they do this massive celebration, and the whole town has gotten up.
The residents of Axum deeply believe that the Ark of the Covenant resides in their village, and thousands of pilgrims have journeyed to this African nation to worship an ancient treasure once prized above all others in the Jewish faith. Yet tonight, the Ethiopians invoke the power of the Ark to celebrate a Christian icon, the Virgin Mary.
Begging God to avoid pain or disaster on the horizon since the beginning of the rainy season and praying for rain.
The Ethiopians are as convinced they possess the Ark and Ten Commandments as the ancient Israelites were. And like the Israelites, they also believe the Ark is their direct link to God. The power of their faith is so strong that the people continue their ceremony from dusk till dawn, praying toward the holy object in front of them. But this Ark, or Tabot, is also a replica, just like those in other Ethiopian churches and like the one I saw in Jerusalem. The real Ark, if it is the real Ark, never leaves the protection of the guardian. It's too precious. So while this is not the real Ark of the Covenant, there's no doubt it represents the same sacred object the Bible describes in the book of Exodus. And seeing the precious Tabot through the streets reminds me of how the Israelites were said to carry their Ark of the Covenant through the desert more than 3,000 years ago. When the ceremony ends, the priests return the Tabot to St. Mary of Zion Church, where they say it rests next to the real Ark. Our long pilgrimage is over. I've come as close to the Ark as anyone can get. It's been quite a journey, from the vast Middle Eastern deserts to the peak of Mount Sinai, from Jerusalem to Ethiopia, up Deborah Damo and across the stormy lake to Tana Kyrkos, where the priests have such compelling evidence that the Ark was once on their island. I followed the trail of the Ark to the very end, and I definitely learned something here. Taking part in the festival and seeing the devotion of the townspeople firsthand has made me realize what the faithful already know.
And what is that? We as Israelites have to really reconcile I and I ourselves with this half of the story, that white Christianity, whitewashed Christianity, Western Gentile Christianity has suppressed. In Exodus chapter 25, 22, you know, I listened to the audio again, and it makes it seem as though the people, even the faithful, were worshiping the Ark. It's not like that. Even the Israelites, we didn't worship the Ark, but we worshiped in the direction of the Ark within the Holy of Holies because of this verse right here and the meaning of this verse right here, Exodus 25 and 22. Here it says, and there I will meet with thee, Exodus 25, 22, and there I will meet with thee. The I there, Yahweh, Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. He says, there I will meet with thee, and I will commune, to say speak, bringing out the sense here, I will speak with thee, right, from above the mercy seat. Check out the iconography, Matthew's personal seal. Or we see the throne, you know, the throne room seal. And when you look at the fullness of that personal insignia, the arma of Yehuda Moa Andesa, you get to see that when there is the throne in the center, in the background, there's the two angels. And we see the throne is an empty throne, but on top of the seat of the throne, we see the globe. The globe reminds I and I from the Torah here, the Orit, of that pot of manna. Remember the pot of manna? And then we also see a rod. There's a rod, like the rod, the scepter, right? Minds I and I of Aaron's rod that budded, right? Which is also the proof to those other Israelites who were contending, you know, for, you could say, that holy office, the office of the priest, right? And the office of the high priest, according to the Hebrew scripture, was the office of HaMoshiach. HaMoshiach in the Hebrew, bringing in the translative sense, the Christ, the anointed. Who was the first Christ in the Bible? Well, according to the Bible, the first Christ, if we're defining it according to the Bible, we have found the Messiah in John's gospel that is being interpreted into the language that they spoke, Christ or the Christos. It's like saying, we have found HaMoshiach. But if we're speaking English, HaMoshiach, you know, unless you're familiar with it, you'd be like, "What? Who is being interpreted the anointed?" So the first Christ, we say the Hebrew Christ, first Christ, anointed one in the scripture, was Aaron, and in that role of the high priest. This will make the connection for why we have Hebrews in the New Covenant sense with those Yehudi, those Jews who had faith that Yeshua truly was HaMoshiach, the Bein Elohim Hayim, the son of the living power, that he is that high priest. He is our high priest. And the likeness between Christ, especially the resurrected Christ, after the order of Melchizedek from the tribe of Judah, and the connection with the type, with the pattern of Aharon. So here in Exodus chapter 25, verse 22, so once again, full of foe, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune, speak with thee from above the mercy seat, the throne, the symbolism, right? See that you do all things according to the pattern. So the ark, symbolically, that throne, even the throne of he who be, we be, of Jehovah, who is always King of Kings. Remember, the word of prophecy is that the kingdom in the fullness of the times of Moshiach, Messiah, will return to God. And God, according to the scripture, is the spirit. Right. So the Irit, right? So that fulfillment of his majesty, with that fulfillment of prophecy and where we are right now presently. And I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, or the two Kepraim, the two cherubim, which are likened to angels, which are upon the ark of the testimony, and all things that I will give thee in commandment, in other words, do, right, do or don't do. Thou shalt do or don't do. Not all things I will give you in confession. No, all things I will give you in commandment to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, a.k.a. to the children of Israel.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, himself.
Goes there. So the ark, it was, we worship Jehovah, Xiavia, The ark is the direction. The ark is the direction, like the throne, looking at the throne.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
You remember that whole Black Hawk Down thing? That's an interesting thing, that Black Hawk Down. Even when we look at the politics of what's going on even presently, you know, there's a divine prophecy being unfolded, even in what we witness presently. This is a little clip here before we ride up with Psalm 44 right here. Going to ride up with the Royal Amharic. You know, first get the basic KJV read, then compare and contrast, go verse by verse. Today's daily psalm in His Majesty's Bible, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5. But hear this right here, Black Hawk Down.
I appreciate it. So, Mark, I'll let you finish up what you're saying.
Well, I just want to tell you this real very quickly here. The reason why George Bush took the U.S. armed forces into Somalia is because the Ark, well, let me just tell you this. The three most important things, your Holy Spear or the Holy Land, because that's what pierced Jesus Christ in the side on the cross, the Ark of Covenant, well, the Holy Spear gives you all power. The Ark of Covenant gives you all knowledge. The Holy Lance gives you everlasting life. We have the Holy Spirit. The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, Somalis and Ethiopians are not considered black. They're not considered Africans. They're considered the darkest Caucasians on the planet. White folks in Europe and the United States kiss their ass and worship the ground they walk on because they have the Ark of Covenant, and they're still looking for it. So I'm just going to finish this quickly here by just telling you this, Mr. Nelson. For your listeners out there who do research, go back and watch the Indiana Jones movies, but also watch a movie with Keanu Reeves called Constantine. And Mr. Nelson, you know who the other star in that movie was? The brother who was in the movie Amistad. You want an idea about the Holy Land, the Holy Spirit, all power? We got the power, and we're ruling this planet right now, and they're still trying to find those artifacts. And that's why when Brother Gray said they won't kill me, let me just make this very simple for you. They have put contracts out on me, and other people have canceled them. When I got ordered to Grenada, cancel the next day. Orders to Kuwait, cancel the next day. Orders to Iraq, Afghanistan, you name it. Somebody in the Pentagon canceled the next day. You know why? Because they truly believe that I am some reincarnated white man and I have secrets that they're still trying to tap into.
That's right.
I wish I was making this up.
All right, hang on
so quickly.
Yes, yes, yes. I know it sounds strange, but true. Yeah. Reincarnated, huh? Yes, I. So here. Yes, I.
Boys, perfect. Blessed. Moriah.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
Bring forth the Bible. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 44. Psalm 44. So here, today's daily psalm, let's just go over the basic theme, brief theme here before we hear Scorby do the KJV, and then we go to the verse by verse. Psalm 44, Mizmor Mim Dalet, a national prayer of intercession to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a maskil, teaching right here. Today's daily Psalm 44.
Psalm 44.
Mizmor Mem Dalet,
لم نتسيح لبني كورح مسكين كورح مسكين كورح مسكين كورح مسكين كورح مسكين كورح مسكين كورح مسكين
We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 be'ozneinu shama'nu, 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 shama'nu.
Our fathers have told us, told us, told us, told us.
Avotenu siperu lanu, ulanu, 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 ulanu.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, in the times of old, How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Awake, awake.
Ora, ora, ora.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord? O Lord.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lamma tishan, Adonai. Hakitza, 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 Hakitza.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakitza, Hakitza, Hakitza.
Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise, 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 arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake. Thy mercy's sake. Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake. Hear, hear, today's daily psalm, a national prayer of intercession. Very interesting psalm. I'm going to write up right here, here, here. But first, Roland Hart, Native Speaker Abraham Chebuda, from the Metzach Kedush, from the Book of the Seven Seals, from the Book of the Holy, from his Imperial Majesty's Bible, from the King of Kings Bible, Revelation 5:5. Yes, sir.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves. Is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's daily psalm, Double Eyes, the Royal M. Hark, Psalm 44. Here it is.
Mazmur Arbasus, Bekenev Arbara. The Mazamra Aleka, Yepore Ligustin. Avitu Vajorachin Samu. አባቶቻችንም በዘመናቸው በቀድሞ ዘመን የሰራሁን ሥራ ነበር እጅህ አሕዛብን አጠፋ እነርሱንም አሕዛብን ታቀይሃቸው አሳደድሃቸው በሰይፋቸው ምድርን አልወረሱ ክንዳቸውም አላዳናቸው መዝሙር 43 በቅንፍ 44 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች ኮር አቤቱ በጆሮአችን ሰማ አባቶቻችንም በዘመናቸው በቀድሞ ዘመን የሰራኸውን ሥራ ነገር እጅህ አሕዛብን አጠፋ እነርሱንም ተጠቅ አሕዛብን ሳቀይሃቸው አሳደድሃቸው በሰይፋቸው ምድርን አልወረሱ ክንዳቸውም አላዳናቸው ቀኝህና ክንድህ የፊትህም ብርሃን ነው እንጂ ወደሃቸዋል አምላኬና ንጉሴ አንተ ነህ ለያዕቆብ መድኃኒትን እዘዝ ባንተ ጠላቶቻችንን እንወጋቸዋል በስምህም በላያችን የቆሙትን እናዋርዳቸዋል በቀስቴ የምታምን አይደለሁምና ሰይፌ የማያድነኝምና አንተ ግን ከጠላቶቻችን አዳንህን የሚጠሉንንም አሳፈርሃቸው ሁል ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር እንከብራለን ስምህንም ለዘላለም እናመሰግናለን አሁን ግን ጠላህን አሳፈርከን ከሰራዊታችንም ጋር አስቆጥ ከጠላቶቻችንም ፊት ወደ ኋላችን መለስከን የሚጠሉንም ተነጣጠቁ እንደ በጎች ሊበሉን ሰጠህ ወደ አሕዛብም በተን ሕዝብህን ያለ ዋጋ ሰጠህ በመለወጣቸውም ትርፍ የለም ለጎረቤቶቻችን ስድብ በዙሪያችንም ላሉ መሳቂያና መዘበቻ አደረገ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ ምሳሌ በሕዝብም ዘንድ የራስ መንቀሳቀሻ አደረገ ጉስቁልና የሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ የፊቴም ምፍረት ሸፈነኝ ከሚሳደብና ከሚላገድ ቃል የተነሳ ከጠላትና ከቂመኛ ፊት የተነሳ ነው ይህ ሁሉ በእኛ ላይ ደረሰ አረሳንህም ኪዳንህንም አልወነጀልንም ልባችን ወደ ኋላው አልተመለሰም ፍለጋችንም ከመንገድ ፈቀቅ አላለም በክፉ ስፍራ አዋርደኸናልና በሞት ጥላም ሰውረኸናል የአምላካችንን ስም ረስተንስ ቢሆን እጃችንንም ወደ ሌላ አምላክ አንስተንስ ቢሆን እግዚአብሔር ይህንን አይመረምርም ነበርን እርሱ ልብ የሰወረውን ያውቃልና ትላንት ሁልጊዜ ተገድለናል እንደሚታረዱን በጎች ሆነ አቤቱ ንቃ ለምንስ ትተኛለህ ተነስ ለዘወትርም አትጣል ለምንስ ፊትህን ትሰውራለህ መከራችንና ችግራችንን ለምን ትረሳለህ ነፍሳችን በመሬት ላይ ተጎሳቁላለችና ሆዳችንም ወደ ምድር ተጣብቃለችና አቤቱ ተነስና አርዳ ስለ ስምህም ተቤዥ
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Before we go through the verse by verse, I know the music, dub-wise, right there, so you can really hear as we're going to break down and build verse by verse, compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, vis-a-vis the KJV. Just a hear again, the psalm, more or less a cappella. Yes, sir. May the speed up, Ram Tabuda.
መዝሙር 43 በቅንፍ 44 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች ትምህርት አቤቱ በጆሮአችን ሰማ አባቶቻችንም በዘመናቸው በቀድሞ ዘመን የሰራኸውን ሥራ ነገሩ እጅህ አሕዛብን አጠፋች እነርሱንም ተከል አሕዛብን ሳቀይሃቸው
أصدد هاتشو بسيف هاتشو مدرنا الورسوم كنداتشو مالادان هاتشو كنهنا كنده يفيتهم برهان نونجي وده هاتشو عالنا أملاكنا نقوسي أنتنا لاك أوب مدهاني تنزز بانتا تلاتو تشاكشنن نوغاتشو عال بسمهم بلاياتشن يقوموتن نوارداتشو عال بكستي متامن عيد اللهم منا سيفهم عيد ننجم منا أنت جن كتلاتو تشاكشن عدانهن يمي تلوننم أصفر هاتشو هلي جزي بك زيابيرن كبرالن سمهنم لزلالم نامسجنان አሁን ግን ጠላህን አሳፈርከን ከሰራዊታችንም ጋር አትወጣ ከጠላቶቻችንም ፊት ወደ ኋላችን መለስከን የሚጠሉንም ተነጣጠቁ እንደ በጎች ሊበሉን ሰጠህን ወደ አህዛብም በተነ ህዝብህን ያለዋጋ ሰጠህ በመለወጣቸውም ትርፍ የለም ለገሮቤቶቻችን ስድብ በዙሪያችንም ላሉ መሳቂያና መዘበቻ አደረገ በአህዛብ ዘንድ ምሳሌ በህዝብም ዘንድ የራስ መንቀሳቀሻ አደረገ ጉስቁልና የሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ ነው የፊቴም ምፍረት ሸፈነኝ ከሚሳደብና ከሚላገድ ቃል የተነሳ ከጠላትና ከቂመኛ ፊት የተነሳ ነው ይህ ሁሉ በእኛ ላይ ደረሰ አረሳንህም ኪዳንህንም አልወነጀልንም ልባችን ወደ ኋላው አልተመለሰም ፍለጋችንም ከመንገድ ፈቀቅ አላለም በክፉ ስፍራ አዋርደህናልና በሞት ጥላም ሰውረህናልና የአምላካችንን ስም ረስተንስ ቢሆን እጃችንንም ወደ ሌላ አምላክ አንስተንስ ቢሆን እግዚአብሔር ይህንን አይመረምርም ነበርን እርሱ ልብ የሰወረውን ያውቃልና ስላንተ ሁሉ ጊዜ ተገድለናል እንደምትታረዱን በጎች ሆነና አቤቱ ንቃ ለምንስ ተኛለ ተነስ ለዘወትርም አትጣለ ለምንስ ፊትህን ተሰውራለህ መከራችንና ችግራችንንስ ለምን ትረሳለህ ነፍሳችን በመሬት ላይ ተጎሳቁላለችና ሆዳችንም ወደ ምድር ተጣብቃለችና አቤቱ ተነስና አርዳ ስለ ስምህም ተቤዥ
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here after the order of Melchizedek, Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Mizmor. Arba Arat, Mizmor Arba, 40 Arat, 40 and 40 Arat, 40 Arat, 40 Arat. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Mizmor Arba Arat, Mizmor Arba, 40 Arat, 40 and 4. Right, we have Mezmor Arba Arat. We have Psalm 44, Mezmor Arba Arat. So here from the Metzaf Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, here from Kenamawi Hale Selassie, the King of Kings Bible, right here. Today's daily psalm here. Beherawi Sekoka, Beherawi, National, Beherawi Sekoka. A national sekoka, a national lamentation. Today's daily psalm also themed a national prayer of intercession in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, right here, from the Metz of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have Beherawi Sekoka, a national sekoka, a national lamentation, a national lament. We have clearly in this mezmor the cry of a nation in distress. A nation in distress. It's like when you say a nation in distress, the flag is like turned upside down. They say when a nation's in distress, they turn the flag upside down. So we have here in Mezmor Arba Arat, Psalm 44, Beherawi Sekoka, a national lament, not a personal lament. It's a cry, a call of a nation in distress. So here, Mikai and I ride up. Besama'ab, Wawelid, Wamenfes Kedus, Sahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the one source. Here, from the Parallel Bible, Mezmore Dawit, here, Parallel Bible version containing in one volume both the 1611 AD English KJV and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the 1961 AD Amharic text, originally published by Moa Andesa Zemnegede Yehuda, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah have prevailed. Gormawi Kenmawi Hala Selassie, Siumek Ziavi, Nugusa Negesa, Ethiopia, His Imperial Majesty Hala Selassie I, Elect of God, the King of Kings of Ethiopia. Here, this was from the Special Jubilee printing in 2011. The HIM, Hala Selassie Bible Version, KJV, Compare, Contrast, Side by Side. Here, this volume, we have introduction, annotation, and commentary by I, Rasi Adinos Tefari. Yes, I, Yadin, right here. So here, today's daily psalm is Mure Dawit, Arba Sos Bekins Wista Arba Arat. So here, Mezmore, Psalm of David, a good is construct. Mezmore David, Psalm of David. Arba Sos, Arba, 40 Sos, 43, Bekins Wist, in parenthesis, Arba Arat. So the older numbering of today's psalm is 43, corresponding with the later numbering, Arba Arat. So here we have Mezmor Arba Arat, Beherawi Sekoka. Firstly, the superscription. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah, Maskil, Bamarinya in the Amharic and King of Kings Bible, Le Mezamran Aleka, Yekore Lejoch Timherit, Le Mezamran Aleka, Le Mezamran, the chanters, the Isises, the chanters, the musician, Le Mezamran Aleka, Aleka, the chief of the chanters, to the chanters' chief, Le Mezamran Aleka, Yekore of Korah, Korach, Korach in the Hebrew, Kore. Amarinya, Yekore of Korah, Lijoch, children, the sons of Korah, Timherit. Timherit here, Timherit Bamarinya is teaching, to give us a teaching of his majesty. Timherit, the teaching. Teaching of the sons of Korah, Yekore, Lijoch, Timherit. Timherit here, corresponding with Maskil from the Hebrew. Lemezamran aleka, Yekore, Lijoch, Timherit. Here, Kuter An, verse 1. Avietu. Bejorachin Saman Abatochachinim Bezemenacho Bekedmo Zemin Yesarahowin Sarah Negarun. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us, work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Abirtu, Abirtu, my father's father, O father of the house, Abirtu. Bejorachin Saman Bejorachin Joro ear. Joroachin, our ears. Bejoroachin, in by way of our ears. Seman, we have heard. Bejoroachin, Seman, we have heard by way of our ears. Abatochachinim, and our fathers, our patriarchs, our Abatoch. Abatochachinim, and our fathers and our patriarchs. Bet Zemenacho, in their age, in their season, in their time, in their Zemen. Bet Zemenacho. Bekedmo, from the Kedem, the previous, the olden time, the times of old. Bekedmo, Zemin, in the ancient age, in the ancient times, in the first times even. Bekedmo, Zemin, Yesarahowin, that which you walked, that which you did, that which you worked. Yesarahowin, that which the eye, male, worked, Sirah. The work that the eye, male, did work, Yesarahowin, Sirah. The work that the eye worked, Negerun, they told us, Negerun. Avirtu, Bejorachin, Saman, Abatotachinim, Bezamanacho, Beedmo Zemin, Yesarahowin, Sirah, Negerun. Kuter Hulet, here, verse 2, Kuter Hulet. Ije, Ahzabina, Atafach, Inarsunema, Tekele, Ahzabin. Sakei hacho asadeda hachowim. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. Idj, in the Amharic hand, Idj, the I, male hand, Idj, Ahizab, the peoples, the heathens, the goyim, the nations, the nationality, the peoples, Idj, Ahizabin, Atefach, she destroyed your hand, Idj, your hand, destroyed the heathen, the Gentiles, the Ahizab, Idj, Ahizabin, Atefach, Enarsunim, Enarsu, they themselves, pronoun for they, Enarsu, Enarsunim, and they themselves, Tekele, you planted they themselves, Ahizabin, the nations, the other nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, Ahizabin, Sakehacho, you afflicted them, Sakehacho, you afflicted them, Asaded Dahachawim, and you cast them out, and you drove them out. Asaded Dahachawim. Iji, Ahizabin Atefach, Narsunim, Tekele. Ahizabin Sakehacho, Asaded Dahachawim. Kuter Sos, verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor to them. Besefacho midrina ala waresu, kena dachowim ala danacho, kenyihina kendih ye fitehim abrahano inji, wede dehachowalina. Be-se-facho, safe, sword, be-se-facho, in, by way of their sword, be-se-facho, midrin, the midr, the land, the earth, the land, se-facho, midrin, al-waresum, they did not inherit the midr, the land, be-se-facho, midrin, al-waresum, kin-da-cho-wim, and their arm, aladanacho, kendachowim, aladanacho, and their arm, aladanacho, did not make them dehna, did not make them well, did not say to save them. Their own arm, neither did their own arm save them. Kendachowim, aladanacho. Kenye, the eye, right hand, the eye, kenye, the eye, right hand, kenyehina, and kendi, and arm. And Yehina kendi, thy right hand and thy arm. Yet feet to him, and of thy face, of thy countenance, thy perception, yet feet to him, burhan, the light of thy face, thy countenance, burhano, it is the light of thy face, thy countenance, yet feet to him, burhano, and however, it was the light. In other words, here bringing out the sense that it was not their arm, wasn't their sword, right, that caused them to inherit the land. It was not their arm that saved them, but it was your right hand, kenyehina and kendi, and your arm, yeah, feet to him, burhano and ji. However, it was the light of your countenance, of your face, your right hand and arm. Wede de hachwalina, because you love them, because the I male lovest them. Besefacho midrin al waresum kendachowim aladanacho kenyehina kendi yefitehim brahanonji. Wede de hachwalina. Kuter arat, verse 4. Thou, the I, art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Amlakena neguse ante ne. Le Yaakov medchanitineh izez amlake, my source, amlak, source, amlake, my source, corresponding to my God, amlake, my source, na, and amlake, na, my source, and neguse, and my king, amlake, na, neguse, ante, the I, male, ne, be, you, the I, be, amlake, na, neguse, the I, be, my source, and my king, le Yaakov, for Jacob, for Yaakov, medchanitneh, izez, medchanit, salvation, deliverance, dechna, wellness, salvation, deliverance, le Yaakov, medchanitneh, izez, command, le Yaakov, for Jacob, medchanit, Medchanit, Medanit, salvation, deliverances. I'm like na nguse antene. Le Yaakov Medchanit ne izez. Kuter Ames, verse 5. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us, that rise up against we. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against we. Be'ante elato chachinin ina wegachualen be'simihim be'layachin yek omutin ina wardachualen be'ante in ante in the I male and none other be'ante telatochachinin telatoch enemies telatochachin our enemies telatochachinin in the wagachwalen. In Wagachwalen, we will spear, to say spear, like wiga, 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 like we will push down, but it's like to almost like to attack or to strike in that sense, like krav maga, maga, wiga, right, krav maga, through the eye, the antet, ratochachnin in the Wagachwalen, we will push them down, but it has more of a forceful sense. We will almost like we would juke them. As we say, we would juke them. Be'ante, in the eye, male, telato chachinin, our enemies, our haters, telato chachinin, in our gachualin. Be'simihim, be'simih, sim, name, simih, in the eye, male name, be'simih, in the eye, male name, be'simihim, and in the eye, male name, be'simihim, belayachin, above us, above I and I, belayachin, above I and I, yekomutin. Yekomutin, those who komu, kama, kom, those who rise up, yekomutin, ina wardachwalen, ina wardachwalen, we will tread them down, or in a sense, like we will humiliate, right, them, right, who rise up against I and I, besimih, besimihim, in the I, male name, beante, telatochachinen, ina wardachwalen, besimihim, belayachina, yekomutin, ina wardachwalen, kuter sidis, verse 6. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. Bekesteya yematamen ayad lehuminna seifim ayad ayad nenyimna. For I will not trust in my bow. Bekeste kest 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 bow keste my bow. Bekeste in my bow yematamen yematamen yematamen. To trust, to have confidence, to tamen, to trust, to have faith, yem tamen. I will not be like trusting in my bow. Bekesteya yem tamen, ay delahu minna. Seifim, safe, sword, seife, my sword, seifim, and my sword, ayadenenye minna, will not save me, will not save I, will not make I dehna. My sword will not make I dehna, will not save I. Bekeste ayem tamen, I delahu minna. Sefem ayad nenyim minna. Kuter sebat, verse 7. But thou hast saved I and I from our enemies, and thou hast put them to shame that hated us. Antegin, kut alatochachin, adan hen, yemiyat aluninim, asafer hacho. Ante again, ante, the I, male, ante, the pronoun when speaking to a male directly, ante, ante, the I, gin, however, ante again, but the I, ka telato chachin, our haters, ka, from, telato chachin, from our haters, our enemies, adanahen, adanahen, you have dehna I and I, you've made I and I well, dehna, adanahen, adanahen, you have saved I and I, yemiyat aluninim, Yemiyat alunanim, and those who hate I and I, Yemiyat alunanim, asafar hacho, you have caused them shame, you have caused them shame, you shame them. Antegin, kat alatochachin adanahen, Yemiyat alunanim, asafar hacho, kutar cement, verse 8. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever, Selah. Hul gizeh begziah biherinna kavralen. Simhinim alizalalem inamesaginalin. Hul gizeh. Hul all gizeh. All the time. Hul gizeh. Always. All the time. Be egziavihar. In the sustainer. In egziavihar. In the sustainer. The good, the generous, the excellent ab. Be egziavihar. In sustainer. In the kavralin. In the kavralin. We glory. in the Kavral land. We celebrate, we elaborate, we glory. Hul gizeh be'gziyavihir in Kavral land. Simhinim, simih, the I name, the I male name, the Hashem, simhinim, and the I male name, lezalalem, always, forever, to time indefinite, lezalalem, inam eseginalem, we will praise, we will Isis praise thy name. Forever to time indefinite. Hul gizebe gziavian kabralin. Simhinim lalemin amesignalin. Kutar zetain. Verse 9. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth forward with our armies. Ahun gin. Elahen. Asafarahenim. Kasarawi tachnim gar atawetam. Ahun. Ahun. Now. 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 Ahun. Ahun gin, ahun now gin, but now. Ahun now but now. Ahun gin, telahen, telahen. You have cast us. You have like thrown us down. Telahen, you've thrown us down. You've cast us down. Asafar hennim, and you have put us to shame. Asafar hennim. Kas sarawi etachnim gar, and with our sarawit, with our host, with our army, with our campaign. Kas sarawi etachnim gar. Atawetam, and you goest not forth. You're not amongst our hosts, our armies, our campaign. Ahun gin telahen, asafarahen, kasaruitachnim gar atawetam, kutar asir. Verse 10. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they that hate us spoil for themselves. Kataratochachnim afita wadehualachin, melesahen, yemiat elunim te netatekun. Yemiyat elunim te net atikun. Ka telato chachinim feet. From our enemies, from the face of our enemies, the presence of our enemies. Ka telato chachinim feet. Wode hualachin. Wode toward hualachin. Hualachin. Our back. So from the face of our enemies towards our back. Backward, toward our back. Malesa hen, you turn us, you return us from the face of our enemies towards our back. Yemiat elunim, and those who hate I, yemiat elunim, and those who hate I, tenetatekun, they snatch, they spoil for themselves. Katalaso chachinema fita wadohalachina malesa hen, yemiat elunim, tenetatekun. Verse 11. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. In the begocha liya belun, set a hen, wada ahzabim, beten a hen. In the like begoch, like sheep. In the begoch, like sheep, li belun. For them to eat us like sheep. In the begoch li belun, set a hen. You have given us to be eaten like sheep. Wada ahzabim, wada towards ahzab, the nations of the peoples, the nations, the goyim, the heathen. Wada ahzabim, and toward the heathen, towards the nations. Betenahen, you have scattered us. You have scattered I and I. In the begoch li belun, set a hen. Wad azabima betenahen. Kutar asara hulet. Verse 12. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Hizbihin yalewaga set a. Be melewetachowim aturf yellem. Hizbih, your people. Hizbihin, your people. Yale, without waga. Yale waga, without price, without value. Set, you, yourself, the I, has given your people without price. Has given your people without value, without price. His behin, yalawaga, set, be melewet achawim, and in their change, or they're being given, and in their change, melewet achawim, and like in the exchange, like this is like almost like in financial, in a business sense, be melewet achawim, turf, profit. And in the exchange, turf yellem, there is no profit in the exchange, turf yellem. His behin yalawaga set, bemelowet achuwim, turf yellem. Kutarasara source, verse 13. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us, that are round about I and I. Le gorebe tochachin, sidib. Bezuriachinema la lua mesakiana mezebecha adaregahen. Le for gorebe tochachin, gorebet. Gorebet, neighbor, neighborhood, gorebeto chachin, our neighbors, and for our neighbors, le gorebeto chachin, sidib, sidib, an insult, like a blasphemy, like a reproach, a sidib, an insult, injury, right, like a word, injury, like a word of insult, le gorebeto chachin, a sidib, a reproach to our neighbors, bezuriachinim, and round us, those around Zuria, like round Zuriachin, round us, bezuriachin, around us, bezuriachinim, and around us, lalu, 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 for those who be, bezuriachinim, lalu, for those who be round about us, mesakia, mesakia, like a derision, like a scorn in the sense of sakia, like a derision. Right, almost a thing of like laughing, scorning, laughing, mocking, right? And zebecha, mezebecha, and a derision, adereg hen. You have made us a scorn and a derision. Le gorebeto chachin, sidip. Bezuriachinim lalu, mesakiana, mezebecha, adereg hen. Utarasara arat, verse 14. Thou makest us, makest I and I, a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the peoples. Ba'ahizab zena misalei, ba'hizbima zen, ye'rasa, menak esak esha, adarek hen. Ba'ahizab zend, ahizab, the people, the heathen, the goyim, the Gentiles, amongst or through the Gentiles, through the nations, the heathen, ba'ahizab zend, misalei. Misale is a proverb. Misale is a parable or allegory. Be'ahizab zena misale. Thou makest us, it says, a byword among the heathen, a proverb, a parable, an allegory among the nations, the international community. Be'ahizab zen misale. Be'hizbim zen. And among the hizb, and among the people, the people. So we have the peoples, right? A misale, a byword, a proverb, a parable. Be'hizbim zen. And among the people, singular, yeras, ras, the head of the head, yeras, menak esak esha, a shaking, as it were, like a moving, to say like a shaking, yerasa menak esak esha, adarek hen, you have made us a shaking of the head, and a misale, a proverb, a parable, an allegory among the nations. The ahizab zen misale, the hizbim zen, yerasa menak esak esha, adarek hen. Kutarasara amis, verse 15. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face have covered me, have covered I. Gwisakulanayi, hulgizim, befiteno, yefitem, ifreta, shefeneng. Gwisakulanayi, hulgizim, befiteno, yefitem, ifreta, shefeneng, shefeneng. My confusion. Here we have gusakulanaye, gusakulanaye, right? Like my confusion, like my miserable confusion, right? My miserable confusion, gusakulna, gusakulanaye, my confusion, my miserable confusion, hulgize, and always my miserable confusion, befite, in my face, in my presence, befite, nau, it is always in my face, in my presence, my miserable confusion, gusakulanaye, hulgize, befite, no. Yefitem, and of my face, of my presence, ifret, ifret, the shame. Yefitem, ifret, shefeneng, shefeneng, has covered, and ifret, shame, has covered my face, my perspective, my presence. Gwisakulnaye hulgize befiteno. Yefitem, ifreta, shefeneng. Kutarasara sadist, verse 16. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. Kamiya sadebina, kamiya lageda kal yetenesa. Kut latina, kak imenya fita yetenesa, no. For the voice of him that reproaches and blasphemeth. Kamiya sadeb, the one that insulteth, right? Insulteth, I'm like name calleth, insulteth. Kamiya sadebina, kamiya laged, and that blasphemeth. Right, that reproaches and insulteth and blasphemeth, kal, kal, the voice, the kal, yetenesa, due to the voice of the one who reproacheth, who insulteth and blasphemeth, kamiya sadebina, kamiya lageda, kal, yetenesa, cut alantana kakimenya fita yatenesano. Due to, by reason of, the Telat, the face of the Telat, the hater, the Telat cut alantana from the hater, due to the hater, the enemy, and the kimenya kakimenya feet, the presence. Here, it says, by reason of the enemy and avenging KJV, the Negus Neges Targum, the King of Kings Bible, brings it out a little more better. Cut alantana kakimenya feet yatenesano. Not just by reason of the enemy and avenger, but due to the face, the presence, the perception of the enemy and avenger. Cut alantana kakimenya feet yatenesano. Kamiya sadebina kamiya lageda kal yatenesa. Cut alantana kakimenya feet yatenesano. Kutala Asara Sabat, verse 17. Kutala Asara Sabat, all this is come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Yeh hulu benyalai derese ala resanihim kidanihinim ala wenajelinim. Yeh this hulu, this all, be'inya, inya, we, be'inya, upon us, lie, up on us, be'inya, lie, upon us, derese. All this is reached, all this has reached upon us, against us, yeh hulu, be'inya, lie, derese. Al resan him, we have not forgotten thee, we have not forgotten thee. Al resan him, kidan him, kidan. Covenant, kidanit, the I male covenant, kidanihinim, and as for the I male covenant, Allah wenajelinim, Allah wenajelinim, we have not dealt falsely, we have not been criminal. To bring out the sense, we have not been criminal and criminality, right, in thy covenant. In thy covenant, we have not been false, we have not dealt with it falsely, or in the sense of the criminality. Yehulu benya lai darrese, al resanihim, kidanihinim, Allah wenajelinim. Utarasara cement, verse 18. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Libachin, wadachwalawa ala temelesem. Filagachinema ka menegedihir fekeka alalem. Libachin, our heart, our lib. Libachin, our heart, our lib. Libachin, wadachwalaw, towards its back. Our heart towards its back, al temelesen, our heart is not turned back, our heart towards its back is not turned, right? Lebachin, wodechwalau, al temelesen, filagachinim, and our steps, filagachinim, our steps, ka mengedi, mengedi, the eye, may away, ka mengedi, from the eye, way, fekek alalem. Has not declined, has not strayed. Fekek, fekek alalem, fekek alalem. Has not declined from the I way. Lebachin wadukhalaw al tamelesem. Filagachinema ka mengedih, fekek alalem. Kutar asara zeteng, verse 19. Though thou hast sore broken us, broken I and I, in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. Bekufu sifra. Awardehna lina bemota telam sawarehna lina bekufu kufu kufu evil bekufu in an evil sifra in an evil place an evil cipher bekufu sifra evil place awardehna lina you have humiliated us you have brought us down awardehna lina for you have brought us down bekufu sifra in an evil place bemot Ilam, bemot, in death, mot, death, tila, shade, shadow, bemota, tilam, and in the shadow, the shade of death, so rehenalina, you have covered us, you have hidden, here we have so rehenalina, for you have hidden us, bemot, tilam, in the shadow of death, for you have hidden us in the shadow of death. Bekufu asifra awardehenalina, bemot, tilam, so rehenalina, utar haya. Verse 20, if we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, Yamlakachinina sima restenisa bihot, Ejachinima wada leila amlaka nisa tenisa bihot, yeah, Amlakachin, our source, let's say our God, but Amlakachin, our source, yeah, Amlakachinin, of our source, sim, name. Yam lakachinin sim, the name of our source. Resatanis, forgetting, we forgetting bihon, if we forgot, if we have forgotten. Restanis bihon, restanis bihon, if we have forgotten. Yam lakachinin sim, restanis bihon, if we have forgotten the name of our source. Ejachininim wadalelam lakanis satanis bihon, ejachat. Ejachin, ej, hand, ejachin, our hands, ejachininim, and as for our hands, to say our hand, whether toward Layla, another, toward another amlak, whether Layla amlak, toward another source, whether Layla amlak, anistanis, lifting, in that sense of lifting, if we've lifted our hand, like saluted and lifted our hand, anistanis bihon, if we have lifted our hand, whether Layla amlak, to another source. Yamla kachinin nasim arrestanis sabihon. Ejachinim wadalelam lak anistanis sabihon. Kutara haya an. Verse 21. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Exiavihir. Yihinin ayam remrim neverin. Arsu lib ye sawarawina yaukalina. Exiavihir. Yihinin. I am a remerim, neverin. Does he not search this out? Gziavi here, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the excellent Av, Gziavi beher, yihinin, this, yihinin, I am a remerim, neverin. Does he not search this out? Does he not investigate? Has he not investigated this? Arsu, he himself, arsu, lib, heart, he himself, heart, yes, awarawin, that which is hidden, right, the heart, yauk alina, he knoweth, right, the hidden things of heart. Ekziyavihar, yihinina aim remrim neverin, arsu, lib, yes, awarawin, yauk alina, kutar, Hayahulet, verse 22. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Silanta hulgizem tegedalenal. Indemia taredum beboch honenal. Sile, because of sile ante, because of the I, speaking directly to you, because of you, because of the I. Sile ante hulgizem. Always, hulgizem, and always, because of the eye. Sile ante hulgizem, tegedelenal, we are killed, tegedelenal, we are killed all the time. Sile ante hulgizem, tegedelenal, indemia taredum, and as that which is slaughtered, and as they that are slaughtered, indemia taredum, and as they that are slaughtered, begoch, and as sheep that are slaughtered, honenal, we have become in the miyataradum begoch, we have become as slaughtered sheep. Silante hurgizem tegedlenal, in the miyataradum begoch honenal, ut alhaya source. Verse 23, awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Avirtu, nikah. Leminis titanyale tenes le zawetarim atat alen abetu, my father's father, O Ab of the bait, father of the house. Abetu nikah wake up nikah leminis, and why leminis titanyale, why sleepest thou, or why do you lay down? Why sleepest, or directly here, why are you laying down? The idea is like, rise, tenes, avirtu, nikah, wake up, lemenes, titenyale, why are you laying down? Tenes, get up, tenes, le zaweterim, and always, and for always, forever, continually, zaweter, le zaweterim, and continually, atat alen, and don't cast us off, don't throw us down like throw us out like you're throwing away garbage, don't cast us off. Don't continually cast us off. Avetu nika lemenes titanyale tenes lezawetarim ata alen. Kutar Haya Arat, verse 24. Wherefore hidest thou thy face? Forgettest our affliction and our oppression, our downpression? Leminis fitehina tesorale? Mekarachinna tigarachinnis? Lemon teresale? Leminis, and why? Lemon, for what? Lemon, like in the Hebrew, lama, here, rolling heart, lemon, why, for what? Le, for men, for what? Leminis, and for what? Leminis, and for what? Feet to him, your face, I male face perception, tisorale, you have hidden, and why have you hidden your face? Leminis, feet to him, tisorale, why have you hidden your face? Mekarachinna, tigarachinnis. Affliction and oppression or tribulation, right? Chigger and problems, our problems, our trouble and our problems. Mekarachin, our trouble, tribulation. You can say affliction, our tribulation, our trouble. Mekarachinna and chigarachinis and chigarachin. Chigger yelam, no here, chigger ale, chigarachin, our problem, our trouble, our trials, our tribulation, and our problem. Lemon, for what? Why? Lemon teresale. Why do you forget our trouble and our problem? Lemonesa fitehin tesorale. Mekarachinna tigarachinis. Lemon teresale. Kuter asara amis. Slika. Kuter haya amis. Haya. 20 and 5 here. Kuter haya amis. Verse 25, for our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth to the earth. Nefsachin bemeretalaya teguesakwelalechina hodachinima wadamidura tetavakalechina. Our soul, our psyche, she is bowed down to the dust. Nefsachin be meret, like the field, upon the field, be meret lie, upon the field, nefsachin, be meret lie, te gwesa kwelalechina, she is bowed down, she is miserable upon the field, upon the, to say like the ground, be meret lie, nefsachin, our soul, our collective psyche, our collective soul, she, be meret lie, te gwesa kwelalechina, she is miserably bowed down. Hodachinim, hod, belly, hodachin, our belly, our hod, hodachinim, and our belly, wodemidr, toward the earth, toward the ground, toward the midr, tet avkalechina, cleaveth, sticketh, and our belly sticketh to the earth, sticketh to the ground. Nefsachin bemeret laya tegwasakwalechina, hodachinim, wodemidr, tet avkalechina, kuter, Haya Siddist, verse 26. Arise for our help and redeem us, redeem I and I for thy mercy's sake. Abitu, tenesina erdan, sila simihim tebejen. Abitu, our Father, O Father, O Ab of the Beit, Father of the House, tenesina, get up. Tenes, rise up. Tenesina, rise up. And erdan, and help I and I. Abirtu, tenesina, erdan. Sile, because of Simehim, because of the I name, and because of the Hashem, and because of the I male name. Sile, Simehim, and because of the I male name. Tebejen. And redeem I and I, because of thy name, because of the I male name. Abirtu. Tenesina erdan, sile simehim tebejen.
Kadamawi. Inflasia.
The whole place is due
for with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips, 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 for with stammering lips and another tongue, send another tongue to this spring, speak to this spring, speak to this spring, speak to this spring, speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear. Would not hear. And David my servant shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one
shepherd. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Yes, 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 give thanks, yes, I, heal up game, and me, yes, I, on that tune, the earlier tune, with the dub mix, that was Joe Pilgrim, Holy One, Ras Mufasa, Almighty Dub, and here is another mix, dub mix of today's daily psalm from the Metzaf Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah's Bible, right here, 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 Dubwise, yes, I. This is a Kalungi tune here, the Kariang, Kariang from long time, yes, I. Not too far,
مزمور أرباطوس فكرنا أربار نمزمران عليك يقوري لجوش سمع عبيتو بجروع تشن سمع عباطو تشن بزمن عجو بكرمو زمن يسر رحاون سران الجر اجي أهزابنا تفع النرسونم تكتل أهزابن ساك أي حاجو أصادد حاجو በሰይፋቸው ምድርን አልወረሱም ክንዳቸውም አላዳናቸው እኚህና ክንድህ የፊትህም ብርሃን ነው እንጂ ወደሃቸዋልና አምላኬና ንጉሴ አንተ ለያዕቆብ መድኃኒትን ዘር ባንተ ጠላቶቻችንን እንወጋቸዋል በስምህም በላያችን የቆሙትን እናዋርዳቸዋል በቀስቴ የምታምን አይደለሁምና ሰይፌ ማያድነኝምና አንተ ግን ከጠላቶቻችን አዳንከን የሚጠሉንንም አሳፈርሃቸው ሁል ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር እንከብራለን ስምህንም ለዘላለም እናመሰግናለን አሁን ግን ጠላህን አሳፈርከን ከሰራዊታችንም ጋር አትወጥ ከጠላቶቻችንም ፊት ወደ ኋላችን መለስከን የሚጠሉንም ተነጣጠቁ እንደ በጎች ሊበሉን ሰጠ ወደ አህዛብም በተን ህዝብህን ያለ ዋጋ ሰጠ በመለወጣቸውም ትርፍ የለ ለጎረቤቶቻችን ስድብ በዙሪያችንም ላሉ መሳቂያና መዘበቻ አደረገ በአህዛብ ዘንድ ምሳሌ በህዝብም ዘንድ የራስ መንቀሳቀሻ አደረገ ጉስቁልና የሁልጊዜ በፊቴ የፊቴም መፍራት ሸፈ ከሚሳደብና ከሚላገድ ቃል የተነሳ ከጠላትና ከቂመኛ ፊት የተነሳ ነው ይህ ሁሉ በእኛ ላይ ደረሰ አረሳንም ኪዳንህንም አልወነጀልንም لباتشين ودوهالا والتبلس فلقاتشينم كمنجد فكت كالادم بكفو سفرا واردهنا لنا بموت سلام سورهنا لنا يا ملاكاتشين انسم رستنس بهون اجاتشينم ودليل عملاكان ستنس بهون اجزيابير هنن عمرم رمنا برنا ارسول بيسورون يا وقالنا سلان تهول قد يتقد لنا عندما يتحردون ببوچوننا عبيتونك عالم نستطينيال تنس لزوات رمات لمن سفيدهم تزور عالك مكراتشن الناتش قراتشن الاس لمن ترس عالك نفساتشن بمريف لايتا قساقل عالكنا وداتشنم ودم درتا عبك عالكنا عبيتو تنس النارد سلس مهم
Yes, yes, yes. So it's Royal and Mark night right here. Comes to the full of soul. Just have to share this again right here. We have Psalm 89, verse 27, where it says, also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Higher than the kings of the earth. When we look at that from the Hebrew perspective, you know, from the Hebrew perspective, it's interesting. It says, Afani, Bekor, right? Bekor Ethanehu. Indeed, I myself have made him the firstborn, the Bekor, Elyon. Elyon. Elyon, we have Elyon, God the highest, Elyon. He is saying that the Davidic king is Elyon, Le Malke Aretz. The Davidic king is most high above the kings of the earth. Here, bring into fulfillment right here. Gonna go forward with Jamali right here. Jamali, long time. Yes, I, Rastafari. Good thanks for being here.
Babylon, they will love to embrace. The lion is so strong in the run.
Yes, yes, yes. And also just to seal up right here, the Davidic king, according to Psalm 89, verse 27, is TMH, the Most High. Also in the scripture, we find that Israel, when in covenant, is the Most High. Just interesting, you know, father and son, father and children. Yes, I. Shalom, shalom, Habarim. Yes, I. Rastafari. Give thanks.